Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are looking at the life of David, and we see that David is in the midst of fleeing from Saul, avoiding Saul, having all sorts of various things happen. We're up to the 22nd chapter of 1 Samuel, and this is one of the more profound things, I think, that comes out of this whole account of David's life. You know, there's many principles to be gleaned. There's many truths to be seen, many warnings, you know, do what David did, don't do what David did, this kind of thing. But this right here is one that's really just stuck with me through the years. And so it's one I would encourage you to sort of take to heart, take it to your spirit. So in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1, we read this. So David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's household heard of it, they went down there to him. So David is fleeing from Saul. He's escaping. He's going to the place. He's going to the cave, and there's a cave in the area of Adullam. And you might have actually even heard of that phrase if you've, you know, done any Bible study or anything. The cave of Adullam. So he's there, but notice something, that when his brothers and all of his father's household heard of it, heard what? Heard that David was at the cave of Adullam. They went down there to him. Now, why would they go to David? Why would his brothers go down to the cave with him? You know, the brothers were the ones that had been so demeaning to him, so belittling to him, et cetera, et cetera. But now they're going down to him. Is it that they're going down there to try to talk him into surrendering? No, 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 none of that. I think it's because their lives were also threatened. If Saul's after one brother, if he can't catch him, if any king is like this normally, then they will go after what? Yeah, other family members. Even in our cultures and societies today, if a governmental political entity wants to get you, they can get you regardless. And a lot of times, they will put pressure on you through family members. Okay? They will get you to plead a certain kind of way to spare what they're going to do to a family member. And you say, well, it's not right. They're innocent. Yeah, it has nothing to do with innocence. It has nothing to do with right, because you're dealing with unrighteousness to start with. And so I have a feeling that's what's going on. Well, they flee down, and they're with David in the cave of Adullam. Then this, verse 2, this is the biggie right here. It's a little bit of alliteration going on here. There's three D's in the New American Standard. There's three words that start with D. Listen to them. Everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. And he became captain over them. Now, there were about 400 men with him. Now, you heard all that, right? Notice how it's driving home this point to start with, of everyone, everyone, everyone. Okay? Then it's those who are distressed, those who are in debt, and those who were discontented. And that word discontented literally means bitter of soul. So those who are distressed, distressed about what? Well, the current state of affairs. Okay, what was happening within the kingdom? What was happening? What was going on? Everyone who's in distress, everyone who's in debt, and that literally means everyone who owns owes a creditor, and everyone who was bitter of soul, everyone who was discontented, they gathered to David. They gathered together David, and he became captain. He became the leader. That's what that word means, the leader of them. It wasn't because he hung out a shingle asking for this, calling for it, recruiting people. They realized that the only way out of our distress, the only way out of this debt, the only way to rectify this discontent of my spirit and my soul would be to follow David. Now, remember, David is very much a foreshadowing, a typological picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, of Messiah. And we see a little bit of that happening right here. Again, it wasn't something that David initiated. Had they seen things about David? Oh, yeah. Did his father's household and his brothers know that David was already anointed as king? Oh, yes, they knew that. You think the word might have got out about that? I highly suspect so, because even Saul had already confronted Jonathan with that, remember? Saying, don't you know that you've handed the kingdom over him? Don't you know that he's going to be the king, that he's going to take what is rightly yours, et cetera, et cetera? Yeah, the word was out about this. So these 400 men gathered around David. We're actually going to see their numbers swell to 600. And these men will be important. So listen to verse 3. And David went from there to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab. So let me stop for a second. Mizpah means the watchtower, okay? And there's several places in Mizpah. There's one in Moab and Gilead, Mount Hermon, the watchtower over that area. Quite often it was a town, a little city, something like that. So he goes to Moab. That's the point. And he goes to the king of Moab, and he says this, verse 3, please let my father and my mother come and stay with you until I know what God will do with me. Boy, isn't that a great, you ever felt like that? But look what David's doing. He has these men that come around. His father's household comes. So his mother and his father are there. But David realizes, wait a minute, these 400 men that are right here, these folks that are in distress, that are in debt, that are discontent, God's doing something here. And you know what? My mother and my father, and they're aged by this time, they don't need to be in this environment. They don't need to do this. He took care of his parents. He took care of his family. And he goes to the king of Moab, and he says, hey, can they stay with you? Can they stay with you? Verse 4 says, then he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him all the time that David was in the stronghold. So the whole time that David was in the stronghold, in the cave of Adullam, all this time when he was going back and forth before he ascended to the throne, in other words, they remained there and they were protected. Now listen to verse 5. The prophet Gad, G-A-D, the prophet Gad said to David, do not stay in the stronghold. Depart and go into the land of Judah. So David departed and went into the forest of Hereth. And Hereth literally means forest. Okay. Went in the forest of the forest. So he went to Judah, but he was in the forest. He was in the thicket of the forest. So yeah, he's in Judah, but he's in a place to where he could seek protection. Well, why would he need that? Well, yeah, because Saul was after him. So you see what's going on. Some interesting things right here. David heard from the Lord. He received from the Lord, and he paid attention. But he also received from the Lord through the prophetic word when a prophet would come. And you see it happening right here. You'll see it several times with David in his life. The prophet comes and says, hey, don't stay here. We're not to stay here. We need to get away from here and go into the land of Judah. You know, he had just been in the land of the Philistines at Gath, where he'd feigned insanity. Then he winds up going to the cave of Adullam. Then he goes down to Moab to get his mom and dad down there. He comes back. He's in the stronghold of the cave of Adullam, I'm assuming. And he says, no, we don't need to be here. We need to go to Judah. And David says, okay, let's go. And they go to the forest. Yeah, it's quite a story. Well, we'll continue in the next episode. Again, I'm Dale. Thanks. I'll see you then.